This is Scott Becker at Becker's Hospital Review. Today we've got a fascinating podcast discussion. We're going to talk about the current future. What can healthcare learn from city innovation? We've got great leaders from NTT Data, from the city of Austin, the city of Las Vegas. In the city of Austin, the city of Las Vegas, in the COVID-19 crisis, have been way out in front in terms of data analysis and tracing and doing all kinds of things that are critical during this crisis. So we're going to talk today about, the title is The Current Future. What can healthcare learn from city innovation? Today, we're going to have a chance through talking to Tasif, Michael, and Mary to showcase both cities' commitment to exploring emerging technologies to benefit their communities in their paths of innovation, and how those paths might inform healthcare. So we're going to hear a lot about what Austin's doing, what Las Vegas is doing, and then we'll hear from Mary about how this ties in so clearly into what healthcare organizations can do. Before we get into the substance and core of the discussion, let me take a moment and ask Tasif, Michael, and Mary just to give a very brief hello and introduction to themselves. Tasif?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. So this is Tasif Khan. I'm the Chief Technology Officer for the City of Austin. And my charter primarily really is to lead the technology initiative citywide and put this strategy together for our future next generation of technology stack for years to come.
Thank you very much. And Michael from Las Vegas, a quick introduction from yourself.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here and amongst some esteemed colleagues in the industry. My name is Michael Sherwood. I'm the Director of Innovation for the City of Las Vegas. And really briefly, you know, our job is to build community to make life better. And we look at using technology and innovation to bolster that for our residents throughout Las Vegas.
And Mary, take a moment and introduce yourself, please.
Hi, yes, it's Mary Edwards. I am the president of NTT Data Services Provider Business. And of course, my role is to help clients both in the healthcare system space, right? But along with others like Michael and Tasif, take advantage of technology that can really enable the end-to-end digital connection through the healthcare journey. I'm very excited to be here today and talking with both of them and with you, Scott, about what we're learning every day.
Thank you. And it's remarkable what both your firm is doing and what Austin is doing and what Las Vegas is doing. And so with that, Tasif, let me start with you. You in the city of Austin were up and running with COVID-19 testing and tracing applications very fast, way faster than the rest of the country. How did you get this running so fast? And tell us how the data you're collecting is informing your decisions to help citizens. Tell us a little bit how you got there, which is what everybody seems to want to be at, is this level of testing and tracing. So, Tasif?
Yes, Scott, that's a great question. So the most important aspect of my role as the city's chief technology officer is really to quickly adapt to COVID-19 pandemic crisis and be able to react to our residents' need sharply and think several steps ahead. We needed to innovate quickly and think outside the box. So we did a rapid assessment of several solutions for COVID-19 testing and tracing application with a very clear criteria and the goals that we had in mind. So the solution must be scalable to meet the emerging needs of COVID-19 pandemic. It must be robust, secure, and flexible for our residents' self-assessment and testing needs. It should be accessible to our diverse community with multiple language support. And we should be able to roll it out within weeks and not months, basically with the idea of putting out a minimal viable product available to our residents as quickly as possible. So we ended up selecting Salesforce platform in partnership with NTT Data as our technology implementation partner, and it met the criteria that we were looking for. So out of every crisis, as you know, a new opportunity arises. In this case, bringing an online self-triage or self-assessment of COVID-19 symptom tool was the emerging need for our residents. And in order to provide them the flexibility of taking a self-assessment and scheduling a COVID-19 test from the comfort of their home with privacy, and quite honestly, basically, what I call this is telehealth in action. So obviously, data insights that we are getting from this platform has helped several of our decisions. For example, what hours of our testing facility should be open to help our residents, how fast we are able to process the residents for testing, and if any ground operational staff is needed. So I would also add that this should not be just an innovation bubble, Scott, because the idea here is the advancement in healthcare should continue beyond this pandemic, and it should continue to transform the healthcare industry.
Well, fantastic. And let me turn to Michael, and then I'll go to Mary, and probably come back to each of you as well. Michael, to see if moved quickly, their city moved quickly on testing and tracing, and they did so with this concept of sort of a minimum viable approach. So it's not to get hung up on trying to hit perfection right away, but to get to very good very quickly and then to get to great. So sort of a magnificent effort in actually managing a big challenge and having things that work post-challenge as well. So really impressive efforts. Michael, talk about the digital journey that you've been on with the City of Las Vegas to create a smart city and why you've turned to some of these technologies that you're using.
Well, thank you. Las Vegas has been undertaking these efforts for several years. So even with the current pandemic, we've already had a real base infrastructure that was really flexible. And our platform through NTT has really allowed us to leverage existing technologies. But all of this started really with a play for efficiency. How can the city increase services to residents and lower operating costs? And we've done that through many of the initiatives that we've undertaken. We have a smart parks initiative, which actually, as the pandemic came across, helped us understand crowds forming and other vital details that we could use. But in its main component, the emphasis was public safety and better data and better intelligence. And we also, same thing in traffic management and other areas throughout the city, all of which has been very helpful in having this real-time data. Allow safety and first responders to make better decisions about deployment of resources and about different types of aspects that a city undertakes on a regular basis. Really, what it's come down to is as we continue our smart cities journey, it's really again about using technology in order to improve the life or building, we call building community, to make life better. A lot of what we try to do is seamless in the background. It's collecting data, being able to analyze it quickly, and being able to rapidly respond to changes based on citizen need, based on environmental conditions, or based on any type of condition that might come into play. So it's more allowing for the city to be a rapid reaction to issues and really allowing us to move forward in becoming a more efficient city, which we hope leads to economic vitality, allowing more residents to come live here in beautiful Las Vegas and allowing businesses to flourish here.
It allows you to handle it all sort of efficiently and intelligently, both in a pandemic and past it. I mean, both the technologies you've deployed, both in Austin and Las Vegas, allow you to sort of, as things evolve, to handle the pandemic as well as possible, but also to sort of be able to work and get back to business as well as possible because of some of the things that you're doing. Just fantastic. Mary, Michael and Sasif have talked about some of the efforts their cities have made towards using smart uses of technology. In Michael's case, for a whole lot of reasons, a whole lot of efficiencies, and to allow the city to become a lot more efficient. In Tasif's case, specifically, both to COVID-19 and otherwise, quickly implement things that can be used, the technologies that can be used, and to put Austin ahead of the game in being able to serve its residents and stay safe. Mary, some of your thoughts on what's transferable from cities, the things that they're doing, to healthcare organizations. What are some of the things that you see, Mary?
Yes, thank you. Well, I have to say how excited I was. Boy, I guess it's been several months ago now, Michael, that I brought a group of hospital executives actually to the city of Las Vegas to see what you had done and to begin to imagine how that would apply in a healthcare context. And then, of course, Tasif, I mean, we're just delighted to be part of what you're doing for the city of Austin in deploying the testing and tracing application. And if I may say, very much, I'm so supportive of these public efforts to do that testing and tracing, something that, you know, you might have said was more of a healthcare context in the past. But now, when you think about it, unless we put our arms around an entire population, it's impossible in the face of a pandemic to really do the job that is needed. And while it is the city of Austin, right, in this conversation, I really believe that it needs to be, you know, even bigger than cities, because boundaries are porous, as we know. But you think about city of Austin and what they're doing and how it can inform regional healthcare systems. Because the city of Austin knows that it's, you know, where its population is in the arc of the pandemic, it is information that, you know, can be transmitted in a public-private partnership more seamlessly, and it can help hospitals ready itself for incoming, right? When I think about what happened in New York City and the fact that, you know, hospital systems did, you know, begin early as they knew how to, with, you know, putting tents up, putting in testing, you know, drive-through testing sites in parking garages, you know, refurbishing floors of hospitals for ICU centers. But oh my goodness, it was in the heat of the battle that was happening, and often, you know, behind the glut, if I say that, of patients in the ER. So if you think about testing and tracing and that starting in the home and being something that we can know more about as a city in a public-private, you know, partnership sort of way, we can better understand what to do in our healthcare organizations in the city of Austin to get ready for what we know will be a volume hitting our emergency rooms and ICUs, right? And although this is for COVID-19, this is this kind of thing is something that will work in many different contexts, right? Not just COVID-19. And if I may say, the thing I took away from the visit to City of Las Vegas was, Michael, what you said about safety, right? And I can remember, you know, talking about how you've enabled your police officers and even, you know, park workers to be able to see into the parks and know with situational awareness what they're walking into, either because, you know, a call has been made for a dangerous situation, or just because, guess what, you know, we have to do trash removal and it would be good to know, you know, what's happening in the parks as I round a corner. You know, what a fabulous use case. And the application of that in healthcare certainly is, how do I prepare a nurse, you know, to know what's happening in a trauma unit before entry? You know, you think of all of these physical care spaces that need to be manned in a hospital setting, and how can I use that kind of visual monitoring to improve patient safety, right? I can detect patient movement and know that someone who shouldn't be getting out of bed may be attempting to do that. And, you know, falls are a big, big issue in all kinds of care settings. There are tons of applications of the kind of tech Michael and Tasif are implementing that are relevant in the healthcare context.
Mary, thank you. I mean, it's really fascinating to see. As you see some of these cities get way out in front in technology, you can really see the adaptability of that technology to health systems and other health organizations and how much it informs what they need to do as well. So I'm going to ask Michael, Tasif, and Mary just one final question to ask them each about how they sort of see this tying together and any further observations. Michael, Tasif, Mary, I'll give you each about a minute or so to give us sort of final thoughts and observations. Michael, anything that you want to add in about what you've heard and how this all sort of ties together with the great effort to be a great technological city and digital city with healthcare and so forth. Michael?
Sure. Thank you very much. I think, you know, and I may have not reiterated it strong enough, but I think all of us started with this. It's really about having a strong platform, a strong foundational technology foundation layer, and then great partnerships, partnerships with vendors, partnerships with the community. And with Las Vegas, our success really has only been at having such a strong foundation and partnership with NTT that's really been able to allow us the agility in solutions and the innovative edge in order for us to meet the challenges, not just in today's environment, but as we forward look into the future. It's really about the technology foundations that make everything work so seamlessly.
And just to follow up on that, partnerships with best-in-class vendors, providers, partners are so critical because it's virtually impossible for a city to do this itself and to stay on the cutting edge and be great at it without having great partnerships. Is that, Michael, is that a fair statement?
Oh, it's more than fair. I mean, look, it's a team effort. The city's good at doing the things the city has responsibility for. Our primary mission here, while we are a technology department, we may are operators and keeping technology running for the city. Having those third party, those partnerships really are key in technology in order for us to leverage it and get a maximized use from it. We really lean heavily on partners in all varieties, hardware, software, to really bring everything together and help us guide us, you know, forward.
Thank you very much. Tasif, you've had this magnificent career in technology. You've been at some of the greatest names in the business. Talk a little bit about some of your experience and just how this ties into what you're doing in Austin and some of the most exciting things you're seeing there.
Thank you, Scott. So I think from City of Austin standpoint, in my role, I think my primary goal really was that we needed to adapt to the crisis and this pandemic as quickly as possible. But at the same time, we wanted to make well-informed technology decisions. And from that perspective, I think as Michael also, pointed out, and then I'm going to echo the same thing. So it's really just not about your vendor and customer relationship. It is truly more than that. It has to be a true partnership with the city where the technology partners you are partnering with, they can bring the same level of sense of urgency with them. They can understand the needs of the residents and get aligned with the city to address those needs. So I think that's important from a true partnership standpoint. And I'll just give you an example. So when this COVID-19 crisis came upon us, the first and foremost thing that we needed to address really to figure out how do we approach the flood of information requests from our residents and the wait times in many areas to receive answers, which can exceed more than 2 hours. So to address this issue, we quickly deployed artificial intelligence-driven chatbot technology on city's website and made a virtual agent available to help answer any COVID-19 related questions from our residents and find the information they need 24/7. So I think from my perspective, when you are dealing with this sort of crisis, which is in a lot of ways very new to most, for that matter, for the entire nation, that this should not be just an innovation bubble, but as a city, in terms of taking care of any future waves, as the indications are out there, there may be future waves of this infection spread. We should be looking ahead and investing in technology, investing in strategy, and building a robust platform So that way, we have something that can be leveraged, you know, every single time we are in the midst of this type of crisis.
And to see, just briefly, as you go through these crises, you have to make big bets on what you're going to do. How important is it that you work with a trusted partner, a trusted, you know, company that you feel comfortable that you're not going to end up in a problem situation?
I think, Scott, that is huge. The kind of implementation that we needed to do for this COVID-19 self-assessment and testing platform exactly needed that level of trust, because, you know, you are essentially dealing with, you know, in some ways, you know, life and death situations. You are dealing with, residents' health, you know, crisis. You're dealing with their personal information. So I think that was that level of trust, to me, is the main glue for it to be successful. I mean, this is something, you know, I do not take lightly. You know, I've got, you know, healthcare industry background myself, and I've been in the chief data officer role. So data plays a pretty vital role in terms of how we roll out the technology and what kind of technology partners we work with. So coming back to your point, I think to be able to find a very trustworthy technology partner who's got a solid track record of implementing enterprise-grade platform was the key for me.
And Mary, let me ask you a question, and bear with me if it sounds self-serving, but how much pride do you take in the ability to partner with cities like this, Las Vegas, Austin, that are in the forefront of trying to fix or manage the greatest sort of public health challenge that we've had in our lifetimes? How much pride is there at NTT Data in what you do to have that ability to be a trusted partner with them in this situation?
Well, I mean, you know, proud is maybe the least of it, right? It's grateful is the feeling that we all have. And, you know, I say every day I am grateful to be in a position to work with the kinds of clients who are in the forefront, whether it's City of Austin, City of Las Vegas, certainly the healthcare providers that, you know, we work with daily on the front lines. It's just been an incredible challenge, of course, but then also an incredible, you know, opportunity to be in the space that we're in right now at this time contributing. So that's the first, I guess, and most prevalent feeling that I and our teams have at NTT Data Services.
No, it's simply magnificent. And quite frankly, some of the same things that Tasif and Mike are doing with their cities, making their cities very smart cities and very efficient cities, being great at sort of and testing and tracing and those kinds of applications, are the same things that mid-sized to major, major health systems need to do today. So it's really a very similar effort, but in a different ecosystem that's very similar. But Mary, go ahead.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about what both Michael and Tausif had to say and about thinking outside of the box. And I think about it as thinking across the boxes, right? And that's what the integration platforms that we're building for both of them do, and the integration platforms that we're building for healthcare systems do. How do we take all of the best-in-class capability that you heard Michael and Tausif talk about, whether it's Salesforce or some of the device vendors in the IoT area that Michael's working with, and how do we then create the integration fabric that allows the exchange of data across those boxes, right, so that we can get to an end-to-end healthcare continuum and journey, end-to-end, you know, pandemic management across public, you know, cities and other, you know, governmental, regional kinds of efforts, and hospital and other emergency care providers, right? So it's as I said, it's just a really wonderful opportunity to bring everything that we have to bear to this particular, major issue that's affecting not just all of our nation, but, across the world.
Well, so true and fantastic what you're doing. I know Tasif is running technology for the city of Austin. Michael's the chief of innovation. Miri's the president of NTT Data Services. You're both handling huge roles right now. And so I greatly appreciate you taking the time out to talk today about what you're doing. It's so critical to our nation getting to where it has to be. So we are really thankful to Tasif, Michael, and Miri for spending time with us today. Thank you very, very much. To learn more about NTT Data, please visit www.nttdataservices.com. And again, Michael, Tasif, Miri, just remarkable what you're doing, and thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Tasif and Michael and Miri, we'll wrap up and let you go. For anybody that's still listening in at the conclusion of this, if you have any feedback in this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email Scott Becker at sbecker@beckershealthcare.com. Thank you very much for your time today.